A North Carolina judge ruled today that body cam video of the shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. would not be released to the public for at least 30 days. His family will be able to see the videos in addition to the brief clip that they've already seen. Andrew Brown, who is black, was killed by sheriff's deputies last week in Elizabeth City, the day after Derek Chauvin was convicted for murdering George Floyd in Minneapolis. NPR national correspondent Sarah McCammon joins us now outside the courthouse in Elizabeth City. And Sarah, what reasons did the judge give here?
Well, the Superior Court Judge Jeff Foster gave a couple of reasons. And first of all, he said he found that it would be in the public interest to release the body cam footage, but not yet. And the reasons why include concerns about the criminal investigation. Lawyers, the district attorney, had argued against releasing the video, saying that it could compromise the investigation. It could make it harder for investigators to question witnesses and compare what they were saying to what's found in the video. The judge also agreed with the argument that it could compromise the court proceedings, perhaps. The implication seemed to be taint the jury if there is an eventual trial of some of these deputies. The quote was, it would create a serious threat to the fair, impartial, and orderly administration of justice. And there were also concerns cited about the safety of people pictured in the video, perhaps the officers. That was also one of the factors that the judge mentioned when he said this footage will be released, but not for 30 to 45 days. And meanwhile, within about 10 days, the family can see more of it.
Well, the district attorney that you referenced there, his name is Andrew Womble, and he was the one arguing against releasing the body cam footage until that investigation had been complete. He also talked about the position of the car that Andrew Brown was sitting in. He said it backed up in the driveway, making contact with a deputy before shots were fired. Let's listen.
As it backs up, it does make contact with law enforcement officers. At this point, the car is stationary. There is no movement, and officers are positioned around the car. The next movement of the car is forward. It is in the direction of law enforcement and makes contact with law enforcement. It is then and only then that you hear shots.
How significant are those details, the one that the car Andrew Brown was in apparently made contact with one of the officers?
It's incredibly significant because this goes to the heart of what may or may not have happened here and why. And it directly and starkly contradicts the account the family has been giving and their lawyers. Again, they were allowed to see 20 seconds of one body cam video earlier this week. And the family has said what they saw there was an execution. They said that Andrew Brown Jr. had his hands on the steering wheel. He was not a threat to officers. Their attorney, Chantel Cherry Lassiter, also used that word execution, and she was specifically called out by the district attorney today. He accused her of falsehoods, essentially, and she and other attorneys afterward responded to that and said, look, we only saw 20 seconds of the video, and we described exactly what we saw. So the big question here, and one of the arguments the attorneys made in court today in favor of releasing it, was that releasing the body cam footage could help clear some of this up.
NPR's Sarah McCammon in North Carolina. Thank you very much for bringing us the latest on this story. Appreciate it.
Thank you.